is Parshas Nitzavim, and it begins with the powerful pasuk Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are standing upright today, all of you, in front of Hashem, your God. And Rashi says, Lama Nismacha Parshas Atem Nitzavim Laklalos. What's the connection between you are standing upright today and all the curses that we had in last week's parsha? So Rashi answers, Lefi Sheshamu Yisrael Mea Klalos Chaser Shtayim. The Jewish people heard 100 minus 2 curses. They heard 98 curses in Parshas Kisavo. Chutz Mimem Tesha B'Toras Konim. That's besides the 49 curses that we heard in the book of Ayikra in Bechukosai that we'll get if we don't listen to God. So 98 plus 49. It's a lot of curses. 147 curses. So horiku pneim, so the Jewish faces turned green. They said, "Mi yuchal amod be'elu? Who could withstand such a fate?" So hitchil Moshe lefaisam. Moshe started to comfort them. He said, "Atem nitzavim ayom. You're still standing today. You angered God many times, and God didn't destroy you then, so you'll be able to survive." So I saw in the book Nosin Imre Shefer, they ask, "Why did Rashi mentioned the number of the curses, 98 curses here, 48 curses, 49 curses before." Rashi could have said, the Jews heard lots of scary predictions. They were scared, and God says, no, you're going to withstand it. Atem nitzavim, you're still standing. But why did Rashi have to give us the number, a total of 147? So he suggested an interesting hint. At 147 is the number of years that our father Yaakov Avinu lived. And that's really the comfort of the Jewish people, that we are kulo zera emes. We are the seed of Yaakov Avinu, who is characterized as being the person of great truth. The pasuk says in Micha, titein emes li Yaakov, ascribe truth to Yaakov. So we are the descendants of Yaakov, and Yaakov is the person of truth. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, there's a big difference between truth and falsehood. Sheker, the Hebrew word for sheker, shin, kuf, resh, all of the letters are on a pointy ending. Shin has a pointy ending, the kuf has a pointy ending, the resh, it's like standing on one foot. It's hard to stand for so long on one foot. But MS, you have two on the bottom of the aleph, you have a floor on the bottom of the mem, you have two on the bottom of the tuf. So MS, that represents that which lasts, that which is forever. So that's the fear of the Jews. There's so many curses. We may be destroyed. The answer is no. You are from the people of MS. You are a nation of truth, and truth always lasts. The Jewish people will always last. And maybe that's hinted. Atem nitzavim, you are standing. Atem is the letters MS. With MS, with being a nation of truth, a nation that knows that it's connected to the truth, you will continue to stand. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. Holding on to the attribute of truth, to the 147 years of Yaakov, that's the hint. If we're truthful people, God is also going to show us that He's truthful, and His promise to make a nation won't ever end. And the nation will withstand all the difficult challenges that it may have to go through.